This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hour number three. This is Free Talk Live. You can call in with your thoughts on pretty much anything. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype, where generally you sound better. Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, gentlemen, there's a story out of New Jersey, and I've intentionally not shared the story with either one of you because I want your gut reactions to this. There was an incident a couple of years ago, I believe, where an actor and comedian by the name of Carlo Bellario was arrested for possessing a BB gun in the state of New Jersey while filming a movie. He is now in court, and on Tuesday, he turned down a plea deal from the Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office and instead has insisted he is going to trial.
Good for him. He had a BB gun on the set as it was a prop?
Yes.
Or he owned it and it was in his camper while he was acting on a...
No. It was a prop.
Oh, during one of his... All right.
Okay. For the movie.
Right. Air guns are regulated in the state of New Jersey.
He was charged with an offense, and he is facing up to 5 years in prison for possession of a weapon. He was offered a plea of 3 years.
Holy crap.
He turned it down, said, nope, I'm going to trial.
All right, what is the background of the offense? Was he shooting it on stage, or did he just have it? And he was waving it around as part of his setup. Or did he actually shoot it in an audience? Or I mean, what's the background behind this?
Let me get into the story, and I believe it has some more background.
Pray, continue.
Bellario opted for a trial, which his attorney said is a gamble, as Bellario could face a much longer sentence if convicted by the jury. The reason being, Bellario has a number of prior convictions which make him subject to the state's certain persons not to have firearms law.
Ooh.
According to the lawyer, if Bellario were to be convicted at trial, the court could have the discretion to tack on additional time, possibly 10 or more years in prison.
To make an example out of him.
Basically to make an example.
For challenging the state.
The Superior Court Judge Alberto Rivas told Bellario what he was risking if he did not take the plea. Rivas referred to Bellario by his given name, Carlo Goyas. Bellario is a stage name. Rivas said, well, Mr. Goyas, this is not your first rodeo, so you know what's at stake here. You're going for the long haul. You lose and you'll end up in the state prison for an extended period of time, especially if you have a record. Flat time 3 years, you're out in less than a year, and you may be eligible for intensive supervision.
Hold on, this is in open court?
I believe so.
Yeah. So, like right there, this is one of my problems I have with things like that. When a judge... says something that inflammatory, you know, that's just inflammatory. And knowing that this is going to get printed in the news, knowing that this is going to taint any juror that happens to read about it, whether they admit it or not during jury selection, it drives me nuts.
According to the Middlesex County Assistant Prosecutor Christopher Kubereet, Bellario has 6 prior convictions in 2 states. It does not say how long ago any of these convictions are, by the way, but among those convictions, charges of theft, credit card theft, and burglary. Rivas said alluringly, you could be out in 6 months, and that's what you're potentially rejecting today. But it's your call. It's your decision. You're the one who has to live with all the consequences.
Yeah, and I'm not going to try to sway anything or try to prosecute from the bench, which is what this is. You know, this is just unwarranted pressure in what should be a innocent before proof. You're innocent until you're proven guilty, and we just don't have that anymore, I'm sorry to say.
So, Conan, this gives you that backstory that you were looking for.
I don't know that there's enough backstory. I still want to know what he was doing with the air rifle.
Right, and this is the part of the story.
Prior to the court hearing, it made it sound like you'd already done.
It's backstory.
Go.
Here's the backstory. Bellario had been filming a small, low-budget independent film last November called Vendetta Games in a residential neighborhood of Woodbridge, New Jersey. When police arrived, Bellario had the BB gun in his hand, though he noted during filming he thought it was merely a prop, and he also thought the director had a permit for the gun. So apparently it was a real gun. He was told it was a prop.
Well, it sounds like he's got a case. Sounds like if he can convince a bunch of old grandmas that, he didn't know what was going on, and all these prior breakings of the law, all these prior criminal activity doesn't actually... Is that going to be brought up during a case? Is that something that can hang over his head?
They always bring up, so-and-so jaywalked that one time.
Right.
That makes him a criminal.
Or he wrote a
criminals
bad,
do bad things.
Yeah, he wrote a bad check one time.
Okay,
man.
Well, it's all ridiculous, and it's all nuts. And there is no point to this charge. There's no point to anything because everybody possesses, by being part of the human nature, a right to defend themselves. And whether they yes. choose to own a gun, possess a gun, carry a gun, do whatever the heck they want, the government
not
is...
Not just gun. Amendment. Second Amendment says right to keep and bear arms.
Arms can be...
Arms are so much more than just guns.
You are absolutely correct. My point still stands is this should not be a case no more than this should even be a law in the books in New Jersey. This should have been struck down by the courts so viciously it would make your head spin.
And by the way, that comment I just said, I want my own nuke so I can defend myself against North Korea, not because I'm a crazy person.
You are a crazy person.
Yes, I am.
The assistant prosecutor who described the weapon as a semi-automatic BB gun said that under state law, that's a firearm.
He didn't say assault BB gun?
He did not say assault BB gun. It's a semi-automatic BB gun.
So I'm assuming that the BB gun could fire semi-automatically, but it did not have a hand grip on it. Or maybe it didn't have a fake flash suppressor on the end assault BB gun.
Yeah, and it wasn't black.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't know what color it was. We don't have a photo.
If it was a black air rifle, it would be an assault rifle.
Assault air rifle.
Henninger, who I believe is the prosecutor, said his record increases his exposure, but whether you have the worst record or no record, if the gun was illegal for him to have, then it was also illegal for anyone else to have.
Okay.
So if he didn't own the gun, which is what our option is, someone else should be charged with the same charges.
So here's where I'm going to make the plea to Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation, the NRA, who I rarely call on because I don't trust them, but every one of those groups should be jumping to this guy's defense because this is a perfect example of state overreach, of denying somebody rights that they possess, not because government grants you any rights. They don't. These are rights that are inherent to you. You have every right to it. And to heck with this judge and to heck with this prosecutor and shame on every member of the legislature and the governor that passed this, who I believe was Chris Christie, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And there is at least one member of the New Jersey House of Representatives that is backing Bellario. Assemblyman John Bramnick says that common sense dictates that this guy should not be facing prison, and he's pushing legislation to give prosecutors more discretion with gun charges if it's determined that there was a lack of criminal intent.
Excuse me? Okay, well, no, I'll kind of go along with that, and I admire at least one guy for standing up to it, but that's not the solution. The solution is to get rid of these like a bad habit.
It's a baby step kind of in the right direction, but it's an ever so small baby step.
I thought you said baby step there.
No, baby, as in like a toddler.
I got it.
Toddlers, they don't have a large step range. What do you think? 855, 450, free. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And Conan, you know this. Chris, you know this, but not everybody does, that the internet was meant to be used anonymously if you want it to be, and without oversight. But many governments and companies are thriving off of your lack of privacy that you have on the internet. ProXPN, though, can give you that privacy back. ProXPN is a virtual private network that encrypts your data right from your computer or mobile device, and ProXPN offers OpenVPN. It's the gold standard of network encryption. They have apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, and Android, and they have Linux support as well. And unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. With more servers being added all the time, ProXPN works hard to give you greater speed and security compared to other VPNs. If you're a Windows user, ask about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They accept credit cards and even Bitcoin, and if you use the code FTL50, you get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It ends up being cheaper per month than a really good cup of coffee. Use the internet the way it was meant to be. Go to proxpn.com right now. Use the code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right.
Take it back.
So, any other thoughts on this New Jersey situation where the guy is an actor? He was on set, a low-budget film nonetheless, but he was on set, and he thought he had a prop gun, turned out to be what prosecutors are calling a semi-automatic BB gun, that I really don't know what that means. Like, that's a complete meaningless term to me.
It means as fast as you can pull the trigger, another virtually harmless BB pops out the other end of the gun.
But because this is a BB gun, because I've had BB guns with chambers where you can just fill it as much as you can pack in there.
Sure.
You still have to pump it every time. It's not just pulling the trigger. So if it's an air gun, if it's semi...
No, so
okay. You
have
to pull the trigger and pump it.
I don't want you guys to get lost in the weeds. Here's my take on the whole story. If you live in a state where people like the fine folks at the law office of Marshall, Bonus, Proetta, and Oliver actually advertise as being New Jersey BB gun attorneys, you are living in the wrong state.
This is true.
There are BB gun attorneys in New Jersey?
They have at least one member of their staff, William A. Proetta, who specializes in BB gun charges. If you are in New Jersey,
why are you there?
Yeah, but
if you're in New Jersey and you can hear my voice, why are you there? Call, please. 855-453. Call in. Tell us why you are still in New Jersey. I-95. I know it's a toll road, but there are lanes that go northbound and south. US 1 is not a toll road. It also goes north and south. Goes all the way down to Key West, Florida, all the way up to Maine.
And I will.
You can escape New Jersey
if you want to pay their toll.
I'll pay your turnpike toll to get the heck out of New Jersey.
Come on up here to Canada, New Hampshire, with us. It's maybe a little colder, maybe a couple degrees colder. But if you come to the Keene area, it's pretty warm here.
I can tell you, you can open carry your BB gun up here.
I've got an interesting story about New Jersey since we're on the subject.
Bashing their idiocy?
No, I'm not going to bash New Jersey
in the following
sentences here. So I went down to Philadelphia last weekend, and I drove down, and I needed gas, and I forgot that I was in New Jersey, and I pull into a gas station, and I get out, and some guy's walking over to the car, and I'm like, oh, right, I'm in New Jersey, I can't pump my own gas.
Get the hell out of here.
Oregon's
New Jersey
like that
is
too.
One of two states where you are not allowed to pump your own gas.
And they probably take the lever off the gas handle so you can't. You can't auto-press it and walk away, go back to sit in your...
No, you can't touch it in New York State.
Yeah, but you can't touch it anyway.
You can't touch it in New Jersey or Oregon.
Yeah, Oregon, I grew up with that.
And then, here's the thing that's even stranger. If you're the guy whose day job or night job or whatever time of
day. You have to get certified to be a gas pumper.
I don't think you have to get certified.
You have to have a license.
But when
gas
you're
pumping
driving
license.
Your vehicle, you can't pump your own gas, even though that's what you get paid to do.
Can you take the cap off of your gas tank?
Can I tell you an embarrassing story? An embarrassing story is after I was in basic training and my parents drove my car out for me, which was really nice. They wanted a nice cross-country trip all the way from Oregon, where it has the same
law. Wait. Your dad punched some gas pumper in the face because he tried to touch his car without his permission and he didn't realize where he was.
After they dropped off the car, I drove into town. I was so excited to get my vehicle back. I was 18 years old. I pulled into a gas station to fill it up and I sat there. I'm sitting there go, where's the guy? Come on, where's the guy? No, nobody said
that. That's not how they do, huh?
And then what was even worse is I intentionally went to this brand of gas station because I have a gas card. And, well, they didn't take card. It was like, no, cash only. And I was like, all right, I only came here because I had a gas card, but I'm here. So, all right, here's, give me $10 worth of gas. And it almost filled up the little rental car that I had. So there's that.
Yeah, it was a very green-looking rental car you picked up there. Very economic.
Yeah, it was a tiny little thing that I barely fit in. Like, I fit and my suitcase and not really much of anything else.
All right. Enough of the vision of you looking like you're driving around in a clown car. Can we get back to the clowns in New Jersey? How do people put up with this? I get it. New Jersey it votes very liberally. It has a very liberal population. But my gosh, I mean, I know.
Do you remember the scenes after the Boston bombing of everyone?
I know. Step
walking out of their houses with practically their hands up, and the black vested military were up and down their houses. I mean,
They were chanting USA as their houses were being searched.
They had signs. Thank you for your service. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for the security. It's horrible.
I have friends in New Jersey. I know very conservative friends there, and I have people that are pro gun rights. And I just these people, guys, you got to stand up. You got to get rallies together. You got to hammer on your legislature. You got to hammer at the local level.
Hammer them.
Yes, because I believe now owning a hammer in New Jersey is likely to be illegal by the end of the year.
But I'm sure they talk about it on the face bag.
Right.
Let you know what it's all about. But when it actually comes to voting with their feet or voting with their vote, telling their legislators how they feel. They just put up with it.
Well,
they stick their heads right back in the sand.
And I tell you, this has been one of the most different things that I've found in moving to New Hampshire is that I've lived in a lot of places. I've lived all over the country, East Coast, West Coast. And this is the first place where when people are upset about an issue, they go to the State House. They take it to their Board of Selectmen. They actually go out and do stuff. And
more than usual.
If more of the country would to start doing that, we could potentially
see
some changes.
That's because we live in New Hampshire where politics is a contact sport.
Yeah.
You can call in with your thoughts.
Take that, you dirty dim.
450.
You dirty rip-hab.
This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So I just saw a headline that caught my eyes, and it did so for a number of reasons, partly because I used to work for an airline.
Boobs?
What?
Boobs?
No.
Oh. Those are the headlines that catch my eyes.
No. No.
Go ahead.
So you totally threw me off my train of thought. So the headline caught my eye for a number of reasons, one of which is I used to work for an airline many years ago. About 6 years ago is when I quit.
You were a thrower.
I was a bag thrower and then a supervisor.
Which, by the way, should everyone who hears that should, you know,
there's a reason they call it throwing bags. I'll leave it at that.
No, it's not just airlines. It's the mail service.
Yes.
Federal Express, a UPS, USPS. They're called throwers.
Yes.
And you know, all eyes should be open to that. And yet, no, you get your package and it looks like it's been ripped in half by a conveyor belt, and you just go on with your daily lives. So tell us about your throwing job.
No, I'm not going to talk about the throwing job.
All right, tell us about the article story.
The other reason it caught my eye is because, well, I've been traveling a good bit recently and will be doing so for the next month and a half or so. Headline, flight attendant accused of smuggling 70 pounds of cocaine. JetBlue flight attendant surrendered to federal authorities after allegedly trying to use her credentials to smuggle 70 pounds of cocaine through airport security. Marcia Gay Reynolds turned herself in at John F. Kennedy International Airport in New York. She was charged with cocaine possession with intent to distribute. It is unclear how she got to New York, according to UPI. On Tuesday, Reynolds bolted from authorities when she was randomly chosen for an extra security screening at Los Angeles International Airport. She was wearing street clothes, carrying a bag, and holding her crew member badge. Police found 11 packages of cocaine wrapped in green cellophane, totaling 70 pounds.
All right, I am visualizing a four-pound bag of sugar. That's pretty big. I can hardly wrap my hands around it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
That's just 4 pounds. 70 pounds, she would have to be carrying it, trucking it on a trolley.
Nah. Well, no, she's a flight attendant. She's used to lugging.
She's not going to fit it in her luggage.
You could fit that. You could stuff 70 pounds into a carry-on, I bet.
Yeah. And generally, the crew members, they'll have a large roller bag,
mm-hmm.
plus they have another fairly large carry-on bag.
Right.
So, yeah, you could fit 70 pounds of...
If that's all you were carrying.
And then she might have even had a purse.
Right.
Who the hell knows? But 70 pounds of cocaine, and, yep, she wound up turning herself in.
Wow. So I was trying to calculate, like, a street price of that, and maybe if somebody's got a calculator up, they can help me out. But I'm seeing, I'm sorry, at one point in my life when I was very young, I probably could have rounded off a number. No. I know there's about 28 grams in an ounce,
yes.
and there's 16 ounces in a pound.
Yes.
And the street price of cocaine, depending on where I go, is either somewhere between 62 and 100 bucks. Maybe we have a caller who is more experienced in the street price of cocaine than I am.
Or somebody that's more experienced in math.
Yeah, I wonder if Common Core handles this type of equation.
I threw out the number. I didn't know if anybody had a calculator up. I'll pop one up, and I'll come back to you with that.
Okay, so when did this happen, Daryl?
She turned herself in today.
So, all right, cocaine, drug traffic, drug mule. What's the big deal? People do it all. It's happening every day, right? What's the catch?
Right, so I guess the thing that sort of caught me is the fact that somebody that's working for an airline was trying to run drugs, hoping that they would not wind up getting caught by security because I've got an airline badge.
Yeah, they make movies about this all the time. This is what I would
do.
If I was a drug mule, I would want to go get a job, you know, working for one of these companies, whatever company is doing most of the travel. I would want to go work for them, get in tight with them, and get entitlements. Entitlements such as?
Tell me what entitlements you think airline employees get, and I'll tell you if that's accurate.
Retirement.
No.
401k.
Yes.
Probably a benefit package.
Health benefits.
While you're working there, yes, but you
probably
still have to wind up paying. Like, it's not fully covered.
How about, like, free flights?
The flight benefits differ depending on the airline.
How about coupons to the
No.
I think you guys are missing the point.
Coupons, like even Burger King? Like a free burger?
If you're on duty, some of the restaurants will give you a 10% discount, but if you're not on duty, then no.
Okay, I think you guys are really... you are implying that no drug dealing organization out there has a benefit package. And I'll wager that there are drug...
They don't cut my head off and nail me to a cross.
The CIA has a wonderful benefit package.
I'm talking about...
The CIA is the cocaine importing agency.
I am talking about... There's in the private market, there probably are drug cartels that do have 401ks,
mm-hmm.
do have probably competitive health insurance benefits, things like that. I don't know.
I wonder if this lady gets a call from CIA asking her to come work for him.
Maybe Tim knows something about 401ks for drug dealers. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thanks for taking my call. No, actually, I don't know a lot about that. No inside baseball, so to speak, but no. No, I would guess that, as you said, there are probably some competitive organizations out there. And it's funny that you said CIA, because when you mentioned cocaine earlier, it just reminded me of Mena, Arkansas. And I was thinking, well... There's a huge, you know, cocaine importation that was, was not exactly mainstream news or highly visible, but I bet they had some, maybe they had some airline employees involved in that too. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. And of course, they're only selling the cocaine and distributing it so that they can catch people in the act. They can catch the criminals.
Right. It's entrapment. Yeah.
Well, didn't Mina involve maybe a certain political family from Arkansas too?
Yeah, it actually involved a couple political families.
I did not sniff cocaine off of that hooker's anus.
No. Oh yeah. I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have segued into that. But anyway, that's kind of funny because you know when Bill Clinton was talking to his girlfriend and Jennifer Flowers actually when she wrote her story of hers and Bill's tete-a-tete, if you will, for 18 years. He did all kinds of things with her, and he never denied one single word of what she wrote.
Right.
I think she's still alive, surprisingly enough, but she did all the things that she said about him, and I mean, the things that she said specifically about, I call her Hitlery, but Hillary, the things she said about her, about Hillary were true too. And we're seeing it today. And it's obviously there's a book called Partners in Power, which is actually regarding the Clintons. I don't know that it goes into their background as far as how they met in college and whatever else. And,
right.
And they how they became the power couple that they are today. I really sincerely hope that, I don't want Bernie or her. And honestly, the more I hear about Trump, unfortunately, I was a supporter of Trump for a while, but, in an offhand way, but now I'm thinking more along the lines of, I've been thinking about John McAfee, but now that I read about him, he was born in England. Okay. Yeah. So there's another reason that he cannot be president. Just like Ted Cruz, born in Canada, can't be president, but still running, right?
I'll tell you. Wait,
you mean he can't be legally, or he can't be because you just don't believe that a non-U.S.-born individual can be president?
As far as the Constitution's concerned, a natural-born citizen, meaning on the soil of the United States of America.
No, that's never actually defined. Hold on, Tim. We'll bring you back. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls welcome in the remaining moments, 855-450-FREE.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now to 855-450-FREE. There's also the Skype line. Username is lrn.fm. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And we have Tim on the line from Wyoming. Tim, you're back on Free Talk Live. Talking about the Clintons, and Conan, you had a question that I don't recall what it was. That we never got Tim's
the constitutionality of foreign individuals and their ability to become president.
American citizens that were born overseas or not necessarily overseas, but outside of the United States. So John McCain, born in the Panama Canal Zone. I don't know any Republican that said John McCain was not eligible to wind up being president. Ted Cruz, born in Canada to American parents, and some people are saying he's not eligible, other people are, and it's been challenged in a couple of courts, and the courts have basically thrown it out.
Well, I understand why the courts have thrown it out, because it's a political hot potato. Nobody wants to incur the wrath of the dictator-in-chief, whoever that happens to be at the time.
Okay, so let me ask you this question, Tim. If the courts are supposed to uphold the Constitution and they're not doing it, then who's going to prevent Ted Cruz from taking the oath of office if he winds up getting elected?
Well, how about the constitutionalists of the country who actually will stand up and make sure that their voices are heard.
The same way they somehow prevented Barack Obama from being sworn in 7 years ago?
Well, I want to jump.
Barack Obama from Somalia?
I'll jump in to defend Tim a little bit here. I agree with you. If we expect the government to follow the Constitution when it's things that are important to us, like protecting the freedom of speech or protecting our right, natural right of self-defense under the Second Amendment or things like that, then I am one of those guys that says, okay, if we are, I'll say, stuck right now in a constitutional republic, allegedly, then at least the least we could do is try to follow the rules and hopefully let it give it its best opportunity to work as well as it possibly can.
You know, North Korea also has a written constitution.
Yeah.
And North Korea's constitution also supposedly recognizes the freedom of speech, the right to assemble, the right to petition your government for redress.
I'm not talking about that.
And they even recognize the right to travel. The U.S. Constitution doesn't even recognize that.
See, since I've sold my vacation home in North Korea, it doesn't really worry me.
Oh, but what it does, that. I was going to
I'm just saying,
I know.
There are republics with written constitutions that claim to support rights,
believe,
but they don't.
Believe me, I know that. But what I'm saying, Tim, is I don't disagree with you that if you're going to, if you are going to say and you're going to take an oath and you're going to swear that you are going to uphold the Constitution, uphold and defend it, then be consistent. And you got to be that way across all of it. And the problem is, I'm not convinced that a constitutional republic can actually work. Also, all signs to me seem to point to not very likely. Try again later. But you have to do that.
All right.
And then also, go ahead, Tim.
Well, I was going to say, as far as a constitutional republic, with an idiotic populace, a constitutional republic who has a country that has a population whose collective, let's say the average IQ of the country is around 90, maybe. I don't even know what average IQ is.
I think the average is about 100 to 105.
I'm very surprised to hear that, but that's, anyway.
You and me both.
Yeah, that's,
thanks, anyway. Fluoride.
Yes, fluoride chemtrails, what else? EMS.
The look on Daryl's face.
Let's all eat our toothpaste and smoke our corn syrup and,
Thank you, Tim, for the thought. Let's go back to the whole, you know, like constitutional republic, natural born, whatever. The term natural born citizen is not defined anywhere in the Constitution.
Right. There are a whole bunch of words.
It's completely up to, you know, interpretation of what somebody thinks a natural born citizen is.
No, I'm going to go Judge Napolitano on you and say that, no, not every word and every phrase in the Constitution is defined in the Constitution, but all one has to do is go back to say, oh, I don't know, Webster's Dictionary of 1828, or look at the ratifying conventions, which we have good documentation on, and try to understand these people were talking about.
So what do the ratifying documents say about natural-born citizen?
I'm not saying one way or the other, and I didn't say that. All the only thing I said is be consistent. But I would suggest that there is an alternative to taking everything through the federal courts, which represent who? The federal government. As an alternative, how about...
Okay, so you go to the New Hampshire Ballot Law Commission, which several people did here in New Hampshire to try to remove Ted Cruz,
and
the Ballot Law Commission said, we aren't able to make this determination. It's outside of the scope of what we exist to do.
You know, the correct question that people should be asking, rather than who gets to be my master for the next 4 years, is why do I need to choose a master for the next 4 years. Regardless of where they're from. If they're from Mars, I don't care. Why do I want? I don't want one.
I don't want one either. Let's go to Skype. Farty McFly. Farty, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan.
Farty McFly.
Nice. Wow. Thank you. You were on hold for like 4 minutes, and you called twice. I knew that.
I hope he did that with a soundboard and he wasn't actually like holding that for the call.
That'd be awesome if it's actually real flatulence.
Oh my God.
Human flatulence.
I got to sit through another break.
Did it through his mouth. I don't know. Conan, Game of the Week.
Last week we talked about Game of Thrones. I wish. We talked about Walking Dead for about 20 minutes. And I didn't find this game because of that conversation. I just kind of stumbled across it. It's been out since summer of last year. It's called Walking Dead No Man's Land. If you like XCOM and you like the turn-based strategy where you have certain characters with certain abilities, and you can level them up and throw armor, you know, throw better armor on. There's a little bit of city building involved.
Yep.
Where you upgrade your residence, and then you go on these turn-based battles against zombies, and it's fun. It's very, very pretty. It is the official game, so it's not. There's a lot of generic Walking Dead games out there. This is the official. It's got some of the characters and some of the same voice actors. It's got the same guy who does the musical score, which is beautiful. I love the musical score of Walking Dead.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I have played this game, and I'm not no longer a big PC gamer, a console gamer, or an Android gamer. I kind of sometimes I'll pick something up and I'll play it for a little bit. Mm-hmm. But what I did like about this was, number one, you have different character classes. So
you got shooter, hunter, and tank.
Yeah.
Bruiser.
But basically, they have different qualities and different attributes. And there is definitely some strategy involved in who you send into what type of battle. The other thing I liked was there are certain battles you go into that there is no regeneration.
They're deadly battles where you will actually lose your characters.
Right.
They'll warn you and say, this is a deadly battle.
Right. You want to do this?
Yeah, if you die, you're not getting your guy back.
You can go pick a weenie one, but in this one, the reward is big, but you could lose one of your crucial players.
Right.
And
now,
I like that.
This is a freemium game, which does it well. And there's a lot of game producers that will shoot themselves in the foot because they make it impossible for the free-to-play players to actually get anywhere.
Right.
But if they do it right, and the reason I like this game is because you upgrade something and it'll be ready for you 3 hours from now.
You can pay to get it done instantly.
Or you can pay for it.
Right.
The reason I like this type of game is because I don't sit there and play it for 2 hours straight. I'll log in and play it for 10, 15 minutes, which is perfect for like bathroom breaks. And that's
more
it.
More information than we needed. But
hey,
I
you know what? You
got to
do something. You got to. I mean, I don't have Reason. I don't get Reason magazine anymore.
That's what Facebook is for. Just sit there on your phone on your squatty
potty. I would rather beat up on some zombies.
That's why phone screens are some of the filthiest surfaces in the planet.
And you know, but I will also admit that I don't even have it on my phone. I play it on BlueStacks on the computer, 40-inch screen. It's beautiful. It looks good. Definitely recommend it.
And what was the name of that game again?
Walking Dead, No Man's Land.
Walking Dead, No Man's Land is Conan's game of the week. Hopefully you've got something that actually interests me next week, because I don't really care about Walking Dead. I don't care about
Candy
zombies.
Crush for Zero.
No, don't care about that either. Hey, we're out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow, 7 to 10. We're online at freetalklive.com. Until then.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.